Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get right into today's episode. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. It is Mastery Monday, 5 minutes that's going to kickstart your week the right way. Now, my last podcast, podcast number 27, was all about why your clients need to hear the truth. And if you haven't had a listen to that, make sure you do before you actually move into this one. Because today's podcast number 28 is going to be called Take Responsibility. As coaches, I'm just going to shortly talk to you about what your own responsibility can do for your own business. Before I do that, if you haven't joined my 30-day personal training challenge, I've created a 30-day journey, 30 days, a video every single day, sharing with you some of the most valuable tips to help you grow your business, to help you earn more money, and to get better results with your clients. In the show notes, there is a link. All you need to do is click on it, leave your best email address, and I can be helping you every day for the next 30 days with some of the most valuable tips that's helped me and thousands of trainers shape their career. So make sure you click the show notes and get downloading that and take your education and learning to the next level. And I hope you find it helpful. So let's press on today with today's podcast, Taking Responsibility. You see, many personal trainers are very, very quick to look at everybody else, to look at the environment, to look at the facility that they're working in, to look at the clients that they're working with, and to question what everybody else isn't doing to help them fulfill their goals. Look at what their clients aren't doing in terms of their ability to stick to the program, to stick to their nutrition. And whilst yesterday's podcast was all about your clients hearing the truth, sometimes you need to hear the truth. And I question how many times you have anybody hand it to you. What are you not doing? What could you be doing better? Why isn't the situation working for you? And so one of my recent podcasts was about having business meetings. And part of these business meetings is an opportunity for you on your own, in your own environment, to question areas about yourself that you could be improving. You see, every single week, as a trainer with my client base, I would always look at what I need to tell my clients in terms of what they need to know. But I would also look at myself, and I would hover above any situation that I've got with a client. And I want you to do this week. I want you to hover above every situation you've got with every single one of your clients and say, if I was able to explain this better, if I knew something a little bit better, would my client be progressing? If I knew a little bit more about hormones, would my client be progressing? If I actually knew the reason why knees were hurting, lower back was hurting, could I improve? You see, your client may not be the person that's at fault here. And when we work with any trainer or a mentorship level, our job as coaches at M10 is to look at where you're at right now. Look at the current case studies. And this is why case studies in the world of personal training are the actual key reason why we grow. The ability to analyze your case studies, to look through your case studies, and there will always be some part of what you're doing, what you haven't done, or what you need to know, that's going to be the biggest thing that's going to help your clients improve. So whilst, yes, you've got to look at your clients and you've got to say, is it them? Is it their fault? These short Monday Mastery podcasts are just reminders to you. And sometimes, guys, I'm going to go over a subject you may have heard of before. But if you're a consistent listener to these podcasts, part of me mentoring anybody is these gentle reminders. Are they things that you've forgotten? Are there things that you could be doing better? If you watch other coaches, if you spend time around other coaches, they're analytical, they're assessing. I even put a post out on my Instagram feed about a week ago. And, you know, maybe you're listening to this podcast, we could be a year on from now, you know, and look back over some of the posts that I make on Instagram and you'll see some really cool infographics about decision making and thought processes. Because the minute you take responsibility as a coach, you take responsibility for every single person that's in front of you, and you ask yourself these questions: what don't I know? What isn't the client doing well enough? How could I explain something better? What do I not know about? And if you keep going through those questions over and over in your head, and then you go in search of the solutions, you ask people, you put yourself in the shoes of your clients, you hover above the situation. Trust me, answers do come to you. And if answers aren't coming to you, this is a big thing. If you're looking at a client case study right now and the answers are not coming to you, it is because you do not know it. That's very simple. And there will be somebody in your immediate environment, or someone you can contact, or someone you can book a call with, or Skype, or whatever, that can say, can you look at this case study? Can you tell me what I may be missing? Do you ever do that? If you don't, it's one of the most valuable ways that you will improve as a professional. Stop, ask the questions, go back over the case study, learn what you need to know, find somebody that can help you with it. And in doing that, you're taking responsibility for the person that you're being coached or the person that you're coaching, and you're taking responsibility for the results that they're hiring you to achieve. A lot of trainers on a day-to-day basis, they train people. You may be in this situation right now wondering why your clients aren't achieving results. And it's because you're not taking responsibility of the process that you're being hired to help somebody accomplish. And the minute that you do, is the minute your clients start to make a lot more progress. You'll have a bigger percentage of your customer base doing better. You will progress as a trainer. You'll ultimately earn more money, but you'll also achieve fantastic results. So guys, today's short and sweet. Take responsibility. Go over your case studies. Ask yourself, is there something you can know more about? Something you can be doing better for your clients and a better way that you can communicate the information that you're presenting to them. Guys, have a fantastic day. And don't forget to check out the show notes. And make sure that you download my 30-day personal trainer challenge and allow me to take you on a journey to improving your business, your brand, income, and results. Have a great day, guys.